Imam Hussain alayhi salam was deen. He was the walking and talking deen. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was the ambassador of deen. He was the ambassador of Islam. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was the manifestation of deen. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was the designated imam of the ummah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was the implementer of the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was the executor of the commands of Allah on earth. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was responsible for the affairs of the Muslim ummah. Yazid denied Imam Hussain's right to rule. This is what Yazid did. Denied Imam Hussain's right to rule. This is what Yazid did. Understand, when Imam says that he was Sharibul Khamr, I'm sorry, with all due respect, do you go out and fight with all Sharibul Khamr? You know, sometimes we do so injustice with the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We take away the spirit and the essence of these words. Yes, Imam said that he was Sharibul Khamr, but we take him out of context. Imam Hussain alayhi salam had problem with Sharibul Khamr, who becomes the ruler over Muslims. This was the pain of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam had the problem with him becoming the ruler, sitting in the Masnad of Rasulullah, ruling over the Ummah, the Mu'mineen, the believers, the Muslims. This is who Yazid was. He denied Imam Hussain's right to rule. He denied the implementation of the rule of Allah on earth. Brothers and sisters, note these words. Yazid denied the executions of commands of Allah on earth. Yazid denied the rule of Allah's representative. Anybody who denies the right of Allah's deen to be implemented on earth, in essence, is Yazid. Anybody who denies that the rule of Allah be implemented on earth, they're against this. In essence, they are Yazid.